My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia coming back to wrap things up for a Monday evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. As we said, high school football started today. One of the teams that expected to once again be in the playoff mix. They've been there every year for the last couple of years, finishing 8-3 after an 8-1 start last year. District champions. Coach Charles McCray has done a tremendous job at South Broward. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday. Busy day as you guys starting the season off.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Obviously, you guys have been real busy. I ran into you at a lot of things during the offseason. That's the one thing that you guys do. You give your kids an opportunity to compete during the offseason after a really productive spring. Talk about that, because I think the kids thrive on that competition. They want to play in 7-on-7s. They want to go to line camps. They want to go to regular, you know, skill camps as well. Talk about, because I know when you were playing, they didn't have all this.
Yeah, that's a big thing that we try and get them out to and have them be a part of. Definitely the 7-on-7s and, you know, things like that because of repetition, you know, and the more reps for the younger guys that we got coming in, it's always better for us in the season. Even though they're not, like, in-game reps, they're closest to the football reps that we can get. With them having a lot of one-on-one situations and like practicing zone and quarterbacks, their reads and different things like that. So getting timing down with the receivers, you know, we really, and I think all coaches, you know, really appreciate that 7-on-7 has become as big as it's become in the past couple of years.
Now you're in 6A this year, competitive, obviously, you know, in your district. You have a West Broward team, which is much improved, and then Cardinal Gibbons. You guys have a pretty decent schedule with Florida High up in Tallahassee and Piper. Talk about that, because you guys have always played a pretty interesting schedule.
Yeah, I know, you know, from the past and I learned from, of course, you know, with talking with Coach G and having my father and stuff like that, you know, iron sharpens iron. And if you don't play, you know, playoff competition-type teams, then you won't be ready when the playoffs roll around if, you know, if you're fortunate to make it. You know, we've been there, and we've been, you know, right there in the hunt. We've been just lacking a little bit. So I felt like this year was the year that we need to go and take that step up and join the, you know, try and step up to the elites and play a lot more high-caliber teams and get, you know, get those younger guys a lot more, you know, big-time game reps. And then just recruiting, you know, you play against bigger teams. I know we got, you know, a lot of faces and younger faces that did some really good things last year during the season. And we got a lot of kids, you know, on our team that we see potential and that can play Division I football. So it's like, why not put them in big games? Why not get ready? Because, you know, anything else, if we can keep this team together and get it rolling, we might have a shot here in the next couple of years.
And you had some young kids who really stepped it up for you last year, guys who got recognized not only locally but statewide. Those kids are coming back. I mean, you had a quality running back last year. You had a kid who's a defensive end, outside linebacker, who obviously is getting a lot of looks. Talk about those kids being now they're going to step up and really be in the spotlight. Kids that are going to have you're going to have to, even though they're sophomores and juniors, they're going to need to be the players that those younger kids coming in will have to learn from and will have to emulate a little bit. Talk about that.
Yeah, because I'm a firm believer in, you know, if I got him, I'm going to play him, you know, and why not? Why wait till later when I can get him big time game reps now and just kind of easing him into it, you know, and letting him go. And the thing is, it's like we got, you know, the coaching staff that we put together. I feel like, you know, we really took the next step on that level. And so we were asking those younger kids to do a lot for us. But at the same time, you know, when they get to college, we'll get that, hey, coach, you did a really good job, you know, coaching them up. Because when Chris got to Miami, you know, I'm on the phone with him. We're asking questions and stuff like, how was it? You know, how was the transition and everything else? And it was almost seamless for him, you know, just, you know, with the little things about college, stepping up in there, blocking and learning the playbook and all that stuff. But he was really excited because he felt like he was right there and ready to go when he got there. So that was a big, you know, accomplishment on my part. And then some of the other kids that went on to go to college and all that stuff. So we got a lot of kids that are starting and playing when they first get to college. So I feel like we do a really good job, but I hired some new guys and some new faces with some pretty good backgrounds, and we're ready to go. I think we had a really good offseason this season, you know, so we're ready to go.
Before I let you go, Sean Burke, he's your Division I commitment already this year to FIU, joining his brother, a big kid at like 6'6", 220 pounds. Talk about him and what type of potential that he has going to FIU.
Man, Sean has been, you know, a really good story. You know, we watched him come in as a freshman, transitioning from, you know, he's always been a bigger kid. So, you know, a bigger kid in Little League plays offensive line and defensive line. And, you know, we talked about Coach Burke. Coach Burke's been our line coach for years. He's been there way longer than I have, you know, and and like 20 plus years. But, you know, he's seen him come and seen him go. But, I mean, when I seen Sean from the first time, I was like, you know, I knew he can catch and he can throw and stuff like that. And I'm like, he's a pretty good athlete. We just got to get him worked up on the offensive side of the ball, reading routes, route transitioning. I mean, but he put in the time. He put in the time in his diet. You know, this kid works out during the school day. You know, he protein and all that stuff, you know, in the office and everything. Like, he literally does all the small things that nobody else sees.
Right.
But, you know, I'm paying attention to him the whole time. But he put in the time and the effort to really get to where he is right now. And I think that, you know, we know that he's, you know, he just committed to FIU. His big brother's at FIU. So, you know, they now it's the FIU family. And, you know, they deserve that because it's been nothing but hard work that paved the way for him.
No doubt. Coach, I can't thank you enough. I appreciate you, man. I'm glad we got the chance to hook up. We'll definitely talk to you during the season.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Larry.
Good stuff. Coach Charles McCray, head coach of South Broward, ends what I think has been a great show. If you missed any of it, go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast, and we are there. For Danny Garcia, I'm Larry Bluestein. We'll see you next Monday.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.